May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy, now calling myself the Metaphysician, Christopher Rudy, bringing you Cosmic Love for May 16th, 2026. And since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening, and I get response from all over the world. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. And wow, have they been changing this last week? And I'll be going into that. But first, I'm going to have what I call the Cosmic Love song that I developed with Don Newsom, co-producer. We were provided the AI prompts to create this song, and it's a kind of a harmonic romp, I call it, like a romp through multiple music modalities, from kind of a folk and soft rock into a love rap, and then kind of a wailing gospel. So enjoy the Cosmic Love song. We'll set the frequency for the rest of the show, hopefully. Thanks.
What the world is longing for is love so true and kind. A gentle light for every heart, no one left behind. All we're reaching for is love. Yeah, it's all we ever need. In every life, in every soul, love's the only seed. Give us light, give us love, give us peace on earth.
Lift us high, awake the fire, show our sacred word.
Evolution is the flame we rise within, burning through the shadows, clearing what has been, wising up, we rise again. My tie head in the light, love becomes the guiding force that turns the dark to bright, and in a greater vision, love restores the way, where reverence and unity dissolve the old decay. Lift your eyes to higher ground, feel the truth above, every step of waking life is shaped and held by love.
Love.
There's a knowing in the presence, in the stillness we become. What kindness flows like sunlight in the many, turn to wand above and below. The same truth remains. A cosmic thread of love runs through all planes. Full spectrum, light awakens, sight beyond what we have known. In the field of shared awareness, we are never alone. Through the heart's intention, clear and true, we rise in understanding of what we're here to do.
Love is the source and the giving flow.
Connection heals, revealing what the soul conceals. Through every trial, through every fall, love is the force that lifts us all. For give the past, release the pain, let laughter wash away the strain. From seed to star, from self to whole, love is the journey.
replaces what we used to feel. No more division, no more disguise. We see each other through awakened eyes. As we choose with clarity, the world begins to change. A network of compassion rearranging every range. From inner truth to outer grace, love restores the human race. Calling for is love so strong and true. All we ever really need lives inside of you.
Give us light, give us love.
Folks, that was the Cosmic Love Song. This is a time of revelations, I'll tell you, that a song like that can be created with several prompts and some lines of prose. I mean, it's just amazing. So it's been called the Great Quickening. What's going on now? Time of Revelations, the Great Awakening, the big shift into the Aquarian quantum age. And things are moving so fast, most people, have difficulty keeping up. And what we're getting in the mainstream media is pretty much pablum, you know, as far as what's really going on. You know, and how are you going into that today? Yeah, there's really big picture stuff coming out with this meeting of Trump in China. And when I say things have been moving fast, I mean, it's almost 3 months now since the Iran attack, February 28th, and it's been increasingly looking like World War III. I talked about this in my last show. And the shock and awe has somewhat dissipated with the checkmate, their virtual checkmate in Iran. And I'll be going into that. And there's this a new deal with China. I'm talking about a big deal, a global economic reset deal. So I'll be going into that, and I've got two newsletters I'm going to be discussing. One was done back on May 6th on the original Aramaic Lord's Prayer. And I have the published date for today. I actually did the preliminary a few days ago, and I've been editing since then with new stuff that's been breaking very fast. I've included the videos in this newsletter. These newsletters will be in the footnotes. The show notes for Cosmic Love, and you can click on them and pull them up in a separate window if you're on a computer, and you can follow along with the narrative. I'll be talking about the one that's that was published for today on the new moon in Taurus, which I'll go into shortly, and regarding how Trump gets trumped in China, as Trump got trumped, and what's going on with the global economics as the banksters, the international banksters, are pivoting, you know, currency valuation standards to the east. And what that means as far as global economic reset, mainstream media is not touching this issue because it goes to the core of how the debt of the United States is going to be leveraged into stable coins and a new economic system. And I'll be touching on that, but you're going to be hearing more about that. That's behind the scenes. What's going on is a global economic reset. And like I say, the lamestream media is not touching this subject. It's very controversial. It's this whole move to digital everything. And how this rolls out, how it shakes out, it's going to be very interesting, but I'm going to be touching on, you know, the keynotes and the highlights of what's really going on today. So each of these newsletters is what I call a cosmic love sandwich, with the sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends, with strong meat in the middle, in terms of, straight talking truth telling, peppered with some satire and garnished with some cosmic humor. So my intent is for each cosmic love sandwich to provide some savory food for thought for those who are truly thoughtful. And a lot of stuff I'm talking about is controversial. Not so much for those who've been getting my regular newsletters, through HeartCom Network and publishing on Substack. And you can go to Christopher Rudy, one word, ChristopherRudy.substack.com, and subscribe for free. And I have been discussing this through my newsletter once or twice a week for years now. And on Substack, I think the early on days of Substack, Substack's becoming like the major publishing platform on the internet. And I'm getting a lot of exposure through that. And when I do these newsletters, I try to speak to the choir as far as those who have been following the exposés I've been doing, on a regular basis. Most people, though, sometimes they get one of these newsletters or hear a show for the first time. And some of the material I'm discussing, like I say, it's not for neophytes, newbies. It's more so, some of the material is for more so for people who listen on a regular basis and they want the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo without going into a lot of detail. So sometimes I'll say things that sound really outrageous to people that have no frame of reference for what's really going on behind the scenes with the global economics. So the economics and politics are far more complex than any science of what's best, what's truly best for all people, because if you get into game theory, the understanding of what's really going on, it's beyond sovereignty, it's beyond morality, it's all these special interest groups maneuvering for ownership and control of the human and physical resources of the planet, So you've got this dynamic going on where they're all trying to position, their agendas in terms of what is serving the safety or the security or, the national interests of, their tribe, of one's tribe or one's corporate interests. And of course, largely on the world, the Trump style, let's make a deal is all between giant corporations who want a fraction of the action. Again, there's a self-serving element to this. It's not what's best for all. It's, in game theory, the game they're playing, they're all maneuvering with their special interests, for what they want. And, we're talking about major corporate monopolies, the medical industrial complex, the military industrial complex, complexes that, they're, as far as game theory goes, all these different interests are vying for ownership and control of, again, the resources of the planet. And this is kind of boiling down to, this is what I've been seeing increasingly, it's growing down to resources and the trading of resources and the routes, the resource routes for resources like oil in the Middle East through the Gulf of Hormuz, it's routes and resources. And so I'll be going into this, some of you will find this kind of really interesting in terms of how I'm cutting through a lot of BS and just doing straight talking that you may not be used to and may not even be interested in. But in any regard, I'll go into today's newsletters first. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So the new moon is in Taurus today. So as a metaphysician, I get into astrology, psychology, the cosmic weather, what's going on in the collective consciousnesses, the fields. And with the new moon in Taurus today, we've got some real interesting dynamics going on with, you might say, the order of the universe, the geometry of divinity, the geometric ordered divinity, G-O-D, as far as the quantum scheme of things. We've got a real, with this new moon, which is, of course, the sun is conjunct the moon, and it's in the last degrees of Taurus. Taurus is a very stable sign. It's actually the moon's favorite stable sign. It's stable to the point of, in excess, it can be stubborn. The sign of the Taurus is the bull. The bull can be stubborn. So there's energies that can be a representation. The positive aspect is a very strong frame of reference for stability and the interest of stability and beauty and harmony and order, down to earth, practical, practicality. It's been said that the true test of spirituality is practicality, on earth as it is in heaven. So that's going on, and it kind of sets the matrix with a new moon for the next 2 weeks to a full moon, to where this energy is kind of the undercurrent. It like sets the matrix for this cycle until the full moon. So that's going on right now, and we've got actually a conjunction of the sun, the moon, Mercury, and Uranus. Uranus is just in the first degree of Gemini, and it's aspecting in a trine with Pluto. So Gemini is an air sign. Pluto, Aquarius is an air sign. So Pluto is an Aquarius trine Uranus, and that's like a very kind of a powerful as an air sign. It's like for an elucidation of concepts, mental concepts, with a clarity and a power that I'm trying to tap into now to be more mind congruent as well as heart coherent. Well, in this trine, which is a really kind of a coherence frequency, it's a blending of Uranus and Pluto. So like flashes of insight or understanding and empowering that, that there's an aspect, you might say, a geometric frame of reference energetically in the quantum field to coalesce these energies of Uranus and Pluto, and both of them are sextile. It's called a creative triangle. The trine between Uranus, Pluto, and then both sextile Neptune in Aries, the fire sign. So the air feeds the fire, and Neptune can be like the highest spiritual, eagle flying into the sun, or it can be a Neptunian illusion and delusion. And you've got both of those in the world collective consciousness right now, kind of being focused with the empowerment of Uranus, which is again conjunct Mercury, which creates, and I think Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury energetically. So there's like a higher mental focus of energies that for some people are basing up, they're waking up to the higher aspects of Uranus. And they're also some people are waking up to illusion and delusion and confusion. I mean, it's like both. It's different people are being triggered in different ways with different susceptibilities to the field in general. The collective field, which is like the field of consciousness. They now know that consciousness is not created in brain cells. It's created through the neural energetics in the brain in the holodeck as resonates with the source field. The source field. You might say the Akashic record, or the mind of God. And again, back to God as the geometrically ordered divinity, the order of the universe. Some people refer to it as the fractal order of the holographic universe. It's all the geometric aspects, trines, sextiles. You've got right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, radiant energy fields. It's like a threefold flame in the universe of these key geometric principles that coalesce energies in different ways. Now, I'm getting into it a little bit too much for some people, too much information for, but other people who've been following how I've been explaining this understanding of quantum reality and quantum science and the quantum field and quantum consciousness, quantum think. There's a book on that that I interviewed. A lady had did a book on quantum think, what, 7 years ago on the Cosmic Love Show. But it's one of my favorite books. But it's like this understanding of the field of energy. And it's all frequency, it's all energy. We know that now. You know, then the science is now emerging to explain not just things like homeopathy, which was energetic medicine developed 100 years ago, you know, with homeopathy, with very subtle levels of energy that can bring the body back into homeostasis and healing. But it's also the energetics of astrology, psychology. I mean, this goes back to thousands of years ago in China when they had a golden age and they developed acupuncture, which was energy medicine, you know, they, you know, quantum medicine, you know, thousands of years, and it's been suppressed. And of course, they were really into astrology, psychology thousands of years ago. I mean, you know, it's like, again, the energetics of the universe, different cycles of civilizations, when they have golden ages, there's a great enlightenment. The whole planet is on the cusp of the Aquarian Age great enlightenment. We're still going through the great awakening. And like I say, with the astrology, psychology right now, there's a lot of people awakening to their highest vision, hopes, you know, and, you know, of how things can be with the use of technology to create virtually a golden age on the planet, you know, very quickly. That's the potential. That's the opportunity. Of course, the challenge is those special interests that have a vested interest, their game theory is win-lose. You know, they win, everyone else loses. And there's a lot of that game theory goes on in the world. And then there's the other game theory that in terms of what really will work best using technology to work best for all mankind. You know, it's like to create a golden age. You know, what will that look like? How will that work? And how will AI make that possible? So this is all exciting stuff to me. The astrology, psychology is all a part of it. It's timing and cycles. We're coming into the 250th year, July 4th of the 250 years since the Declaration of Independence. And this is a big thing for me. I've talked about in previous shows how 50 years ago, actually 52 years ago now, I spoke to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill regarding a vision for upgrading our freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government. This was a future summit, a three-day future summit, after I lectured a few months earlier at University of Pennsylvania to Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop. When I, you know, which is, again, world game, it's game theory, but this game is like win-win instead of win-lose. It's like how world resources can be used to coordinate and co-create, you know, solutions to all our social, political, and economic problems. But, of course, again, the economics and politics are far more complex than the science. And I've learned this over 50 years. You know, you can have the best ideas and vision for the vision for the, you know, of virtue and valor for the victory of all our social, political, and economic institutions, what that looks like and how that works. But you've got the momentums and the 3D matrix that basically wants to hold that line on lockstep, linear, left brain, letter of the law. You know, the way we do things here, you know, status quo, maintaining the status quo, because this is reality, so to speak, rather than, you know, change from all that. Well, the rate of change, it's happening very fast. This is global transformation. You know, you have to take the attitude it's all going to work out for the best. And it's really in divine order at the highest level. And basically see how, you know, you can trend fit what's going on now and the understanding of what's going on now. And I'll be going into that more specifically now. I just wanted to give a little bit of a cosmic perspective with the cosmic weather. And I'm going to go back into the first newsletter for today, which is Trump gets trumped in China. Did Trump get trumped? Or is he, you know, what's really going on here with this meeting of the Chinese premier and Trump? And the subtitle in my article is The Bankster's Pivot to the East. So this is kind of a world-changing reality report, folks. So, you know, brace yourselves. I'm going to go into some really controversial stuff. Like I say, this will kind of be common sense to a lot of you. Before I get into the crisis now and what's the situation seriously is, I wanted to reference the previous article I did on the spiritual principles for evolution, revolution. You know, revolution with 90% of the word evolution emphasized. And this is an article. This is basically the core of the article, the spiritual part, you might say, of the article that I did recently. You know, is the one I the first newsletter I was talking about, and I go into the Lord's Prayer that Jesus actually taught, the spiritual reality, you know, the first principles, you might say, that, you know, we can all recognize, we can, you know, ideally, we can all recognize and agree on, you know, spiritually. So this is in the context of the article on a prayer upgrade, a spiritual upgrade of America. And I usually don't get into a religious trip on the show. I like to keep it philosophical, you know, the love of truth and let truth speak for itself. And this is an article on the Lord's Prayer, on what was actually taught by Jesus, the Aramaic original, decoded line by line by this is back on April 8th, by a guy named Nabu, and he's a Substack writer, and he actually writes and he does all these scriptural references, translates them from the original Aramaic, what it was really saying. He's an Aramaic scholar, and he networks with Aramaic scholars, you know, the original language that Jesus taught. So there you have to understand that the Aramaic was translated into Greek and then to Latin, and then to English, and each time it lost something in the translation due to the theological of the Roman Empire, and you know, they put a spin on it to take out the original teachings of Jesus, which was really teaching a direct relationship with sacred reality and the principle and the person of the divine feminine. But the patriarchal religions just couldn't have that. So you can get into this article, code by line by line, you know, the original wording. And it's just amazing. You know, it's the whole understanding of sacred source and the divine feminine and speaking, you know, the understanding of vibration and frequency. So I don't have time to get into it in detail, but it kind of sets the tone for, you know, this is really the solution. This is the understanding of where we're going in the Aquarian age is the principle of the first spiritual principle of the divine feminine of nurturing wholeness, you know, loving kindness, and really equanimity as far as, you know, one earth, you know, one people, you know, the family of mankind in a global village. We have the technology now of instant, everywhere, interactive capabilities with communications. We have a global village in principle and capability. The only thing dividing us is, again, those special interests that are self-serving, that, you know, have a vested interest in keeping common sense from the people rather than of, by, and for the people. So rather than common sense, we've got the divisive dialectic to keep us, you know, basically fighting among each other so we don't pay attention to the puppet masters who are pulling our strings and pushing our buttons to keep us in alignment. And the alignment is changing now. The world alignment of the economics is changing. That's really kind of the message, you know, that I'm going to go into, and I don't want to get in caught up in too much detail. So that, you know, I can carry through this understanding of how the whole world is moving towards a global economic standardization capabilities and how that's set up and how that's structured. It's not foreordained, etched in stone. Some people are referring to it as the quantum financial system that is has being set up and planned for a long time in one form or another, but all moving towards basically digital standards and how to maintain. Of course, the tension here is to maintain private rights in the public sphere. Private rights is like, you know, how you can own your own life, own your own conscience, And individuality is sacred in relationship to collective reality that is sacred. The public sphere, the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual. So private rights in the public sphere is the L and the O, the linear and the nonlinear aspect in the V, the thesis, antithesis, synthesis of the love model. There's a synergy in the Trinity. So you got LOV, it's like the threefold flame of these energetics of the universe, the laws of the universe, right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, radiant energy fields. So without getting into too much of the geometry of it all, which is a theme that, of course, I talk about on a regular basis because these are the first principles of cosmic law. Are represented in pure geometric thought forms that I've referenced for the last 50 years, and the 10 agencies of federal government. I mean, I've been in the loop. They've been tracking with what I've been doing, you might say, and I'm kind of an open book, for 50 years, and we're kind of the point now where there's the capability of a unified field thinking, quantum thinking. Unity consciousness, common sense, you might say, a new common sense, family of mankind in a global village. I mean, we're moving towards that. This whole China, East-West meeting was very symbolic, metaphoric. I mean, it was like the pageantry. It was all really, I've watched videos on this now. And I'm sure you perhaps have also that the behind the scenes, there's real dynamic stuff going on that is transnational. It's global with the global economic reset. And again, I'm going to be referencing the whole AI agenda as part of this, and the understanding of stable coins. I've been reporting on that in my different articles and newsletters. Some of you have, I know, don't have time to read all of them or any of them. It's a general rule. But we're all busy. And I've been trying to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on that is really going to be keynote to where things are going and how to basically adjudicate, the cognitive dissonance, the contradictions and the purposeful misinformation and disinformation in the media so we don't know what to think and just go along with what they're telling us, So we don't, some people just kind of give up thinking for themselves because they don't know what to think. They just get so much confusing, contradictory stuff and things that challenge their comfort zone. So a lot of people that I know of, basically they do media fasting, as a general rule or off and on, where they don't listen to the radio, TV at all. They maybe get some newsletter, email, news feeds that they believe in and follow. But everyone's different in that regard. But at the same time, there are community networks like, social networks. There's all kinds of social networks. I mean, Facebook, of course, is kind of a set of standard worldwide. And the whole understanding of social networks can be like communities. And it is a source of people find in their own whatever social network they're into. They find their sustenance of what's going on. Well, some of my friends, all they're interested in is basically touching base with what I've been researching 24/7, week to week, and getting an update in that regard to what's going on. So I'm going to go into this article today, The Crisis Now. And the way I'm going to begin the understanding of it, for those who are old enough, can you remember when the banksters orchestrated the offshoring of American manufacturing to China? That was a huge thing, I mean, they got a big fraction of the action. They devastated American business by moving the manufacturing of so many American businesses. I mean, all across America, towns all across America, big businesses, small businesses. A lot of them just got bought up and outsourced because they can make their goods cheaper and China. Well, this, like I say, has devastated a lot of American businesses, while China's economic growth has skyrocketed to supply goods for the whole world. Well, that was a big pivot. That was a big pivot. And there's another big pivot going on now, and it's the global revolution I've been writing about all year. It's, in my banners, for my newsletter, the global 2016 global revolution, with, again, 90% of the word revolution is evolution. And I capitalize the evolution point because it doesn't have to be a physical, well, doesn't have to be a tactile revolution. It can be a conscious evolution to where win-win wins out over win-lose, where cooperative co-creation wins out over the divisive dialectic. That's really the big shift that's going on. So watch what happens with Trump in China. Watch what happens this next week and the next couple of weeks. I mean, think about it, folks. Trump is now checkmated in the Iran debacle. I mean, I was calling it stalemate, but it's a checkmate. He's outgunned. The U.S. forces, U.S.-Israel forces, are outgunned by Chinese and Russian missile technology and satellite support. They've got these really advanced laser-guided missiles that swerve around, at Mach 9. They can't knock them down. They've knocked out most of the air defense anyway. It's checkmate. Okay, so and of course China knows that. They're playing a world game, folks. This is their form of a world game. Now, whether it's going to be win lose, for the banksters, they're going to win and everyone else is going to lose, or whether it's going to be win win somehow. I mean, the banksters. I mean, I'm going to go into this, but this isn't half of it. The checkmate in the Gulf of Hormuz isn't half of it. The big part is that the mainstream media mouthpiece for the banksters, and I have a video on the banksters that you can click on in the link. And again, some of you can pull up another window, and I can be reading along with the footnote on the for the show note on this newsletter, Trump Gets Trumped. And you can pull it up in a different window, and you can read along, and you can click on this link on the banksters and watch that video. And the video, it's called, All Wars Are Banker Wars. And it's brilliant. It's really brilliant. It's must, if you haven't seen it, you really got to see that. It's not that long. It's called, I've labeled it The Banksters. But it gives you an understanding. And so the mainstream media mouthpiece for this understanding of the banksters, they've gone full tilt in condemning Trump. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. The mainstream media, and they're condemning him for the collusion with Israeli devastation in Gaza and Lebanon and Iran that has now resulted in crisis for the whole world. I mean, they're coming right out and saying, I mean, it's the media, it's gone mainstream. It's like dump Trump has gone mainstream. So the pivot. And I provide videos, and examples of this in my last newsletter. So the pivot we're about to see, since China, they're holding the Trump card. They're and I and I'll be going into this more, but they're when I say holding the Trump card, they've got leverage here like the U.S. does not, and Trump wants to save face. And he came out of this, they're both talking about, what a great win it was. He's putting a great face on this. And it's all about more economic cooperation. And actually, this economic cooperation they're talking about, good trade, good business, good deal, good deals we're making, economic deals. It's largely for these giant corporations. It masks this cooperative masking, the mask, it's a cooperation, but it's really what's going on is a transfer of currency standards to a kind of a BRICS model of aggregate asset valuation for good trade. In other words, we're talking about a currency reset with stable coins and with an AI, QF, quantum financial system type banking system. Now, it's moving in that direction. Whether the checks and balances are in place for this to be a win-win globally, how this is going to shake out, I'm not putting a negative spin on this. I'm not putting a positive spin on it. I'm reporting on it. And like I say, this could be a rollout of the QFS, the quantum financial system, that's been long planned in one version or another. So there's a video here in this context from the Reese Report. It's about a 5-minute video on AI data centers and the New World Order. Some real revelations in this video. I mean, it goes into, the huge push for AI data centers, all over the United States as part of a larger agenda for a new financial system. Not only just to not only, to keep, to keep up with the Chinese, who have, massive AI data infrastructure also. But it's a financial system with mass surveillance and autonomous weapons, as in drones, for policing this whole AI transformation of society. This is big picture stuff, folks. This is what's in process. And then at the end of the video, it goes on to explain that the reason for all of this is to get things set up before some kind of imminent planetary pole shift that the elite are now seriously preparing for. And I posted this email, this post, Substack post, the original on this, and I've kind of updated and cleaned it up over the last several days, so to give it today's date of publishing. But the story on this, on what some kind of imminent planetary pole shift going on, is the last part of this video. So the Reese Report is really coming out and talking about something that I've been reporting on for about 18 years now, since my radio show began, and that is on Planet X from Nibiru coming in, and the story about that. Now, Reese, he doesn't say that in the Reese Report, but he makes it very clear that he's talking about, that the leaders, the power elite worldwide, realize this is coming, and of course, in the U.S., that's why they built their deep under, 200, 300 deep underground military bases, using Elon Musk's tunneling technology. Most people don't connect those dots. He has a company that's tunneling equipment, that creates these underground cities all over the United States. And of course, the Russians, they're planning in a wholly different way. They see the pole shift creating up a huge new landmass in Siberia. Now, this is kind of far out stuff, but again, people that have been following along with the understanding of all of this over the decades, over the years, and over this year, I haven't talked about much about Planet X or Nibiru, but here it is. It's referencing it. So they're getting ready in Russia, and it goes on to explain in this latter part of this short video that this is what actually explains everything else that's going on and why they want to set up this mass surveillance system, before a pole shift. Well, the pole shift doesn't necessarily have to be totally, except on the coast. And of course, most of these data centers going in are at high ground away from the coast. And it explains that in this video. So there's a method to the madness in all of this. I'm not saying exactly what's going to happen. There are portents. There have been numerous pole shifts in Earth's history, some of them not bad at all, not too bad, some of them, and when I say pole shift, all the pole shifts are quite traumatic, but there's been a lot of times that Nibiru, Planet X, every 3,600 years swings into our galaxy, and sometimes it creates pole shift, and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it does create other effects, but not cataclysmic. So we don't know how bad it's going to be. And of course, the esoteric explanation, understanding, according to the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets also, is that this planet, PX, is guided consciously. It's being guided. It's not moving in a regular pattern. It goes into different holding patterns around different planets and in behind their sun. So there's a dynamic here. I'm not going to go into it all. And a lot of people, this is just probably too far out to even consider. If we go back into the reality of the global economics, as you probably read recently, and the global media has been reporting, that the U.S. petrodollar is dead. So this is why we're witnessing the current setup for global economic reset. The U.S. petrodollar is dead. The UA, the what's happened, it has expired, and they're now a lot of these countries, rather than using the U.S. petrodollar, they're no longer using it. They're using the yuan and other currencies and baskets of currencies and gold backing and other sources. And of course, that's coming out increasingly in different media, which some of the videos I include here go into that. So once again, there's this pivot going on, and the money changers plan to get a major fraction of the action again as big money changes hands. You know, it's pivoting from west to east for reasons of trade in Eurasia, and the whole sanctions thing has backfired for the Western governments in multiple ways. And now we've got a multipolar world situation set up with, you've got the Western NATO forces and you've got the Eastern BRICS forces. And they're looking at like maybe the stable coins as an international media of exchange, East and West. So keep in mind that the globalist banksters, you know, they're not philanthropical. They're self-serving, of course. You know, it's corporate interests. You know, that has nothing to do with sovereignty or morality. They're into serving their own interests of ownership and control of human and physical resources. They've made a killing already financing both sides of wars for more than a century. You know, the Rothschilds and the banksters, and of course the Rothschilds, their history behind the creation of the State of Israel, and it's the strategic positioning in Israel, and of course all the wars in the Middle East that devastated countries that were sovereign, that were moral. You know, Iraq and Libya, that had the highest standards of living, in North Africa, the Middle East, and how it was destroyed by wars, so that they were no longer challenging the Western banking system that was clearly win-lose. It wasn't win-win. It was, when you have a sovereign banking system that charges no interest rates and really puts money back into society rather than skimming off, you know, a fraction of all the economics for those who are using the money to destroy them, which, you know, it's happened to Libya and Iraq. And they're doing to Iran, because Iran, you know, had their own, you know, claim sovereignty from with their own financial system, with their oil and trading with whoever they want. So anyway, this is the dynamic that's been going on. And you know, realize we've been lied to from the beginning of the privately owned Federal Reserve System central bank for more than a century. They're not federal. You know, they're privately owned and they have no reserve. They create money out of thin air. And now it's not backed by the petrodollar. It's backed by nothing. So, like I say, the Chinese hold the trump card. They've got economic cooperative relationships through BRICS, you know, throughout, you know, South America, Africa, Eurasia. And it's game over, in a sense, for Western banksters, in a sense. So there's a pivot going on of the economic power. There's a reset going on. So guess what new global currency standard will soon emerge? I mean, think about that. You know, I've hinted at it with the stable coins, and I'll be going into that. But consider also, now this is a whole other thing. There's all this dumb Trump stuff going on in the media. But what happens if Trump is removed from office? Who replaces him? Vice President Vance? I mean, is it true that Vance is the protege of Peter Thiel, the Palantir billionaire? And are you aware that Palantir's software targets civilians in Gaza, Lebanon, and in Iran? I mean, would you agree that Peter Thiel's recent series of lectures on the Antichrist is quite revealing? So Palantir, and there's a video here that is really quite brilliant. Palantir is building the beast system from the Book of Revelation, and it goes into it. And it explains a lot of different stuff about this that most people really don't realize what's going on. So Palantir just landed a $10 billion army contract, and they built the operating system, the immigration OS operating system for ICE. They run Project Maven, that which is the Pentagon's AI targeting system. The targeting system that's being used to select drone strike targets in Gaza, in Lebanon, in Iran. And their software is embedded inside the IRS, Social Security, the NSA, the CIA, and now Dodge or Doge. So Peter Thiel co-founded the company, and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency has hired former Palantir employees and is feeding them access to every federal database in existence. And almost nobody is talking about what this surveillance system is actually being built to do. Not specifically a surveillance system, but it's tracking and tracing, everything. And so what's this being built to do? So consider the new face of the global empire. Here's China meeting with Trump. History's being made, and it's like, let's make a deal. The best way to explain this, and the understanding I'm going to finish up with, and I hope you go back and read the article on the Aramaic translation of the Lord's Prayer in the English, the correct understanding of it, because, excuse me, we need a little bit of a spiritual perspective as we look at all this. But there's a video that I'm finishing up with, Game Theory, that Trump Visits China. And now this is by Professor Zhang, I think how you pronounce it. It's a lecture from May 14th to his Beijing High School students explaining why the United States and China will negotiate a grand bargain, this economic reset. And note the last 5 minutes on the financial reset with stable coins and the AI grand strategy. So I'm going to have to wrap it up, but I mean, will Trump pivot to cooperate with a new global financial order? And will they both agree, or will they both agree to disagree to keep the bankster war racket booming? So there's another kind of a cartoon Lego video that's kind of amazing, kind of outrageous. But I mean, it's like the whole theme of it is wake up. So this is the theme I'm encouraging we all key into is a kind of a wake up strategy. And I've been at this for 50 years. I see this coming to a head. This is an amazing time. You can support me with ordering pollen extract, the Swedish pollen extract. I've been brokering that into the United States since 1987. And it's the best supplement I know of on the planet. That's why I went to Sweden and I got the North American rights. So you can read about that. It's for stem cell precursors for optimal longevity and health. And they're using that in drip IVs all over the world for immunotherapy. And it's will build your immune system like nothing else. So here's to your health in that regard. Hopefully you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you, wedding till we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.